You know, Bob, around this time of year, every year, this is usually when I sit down and I play some sad sack music, and I tell you how my beloved Jayhawks have fallen once again in the tournament. But you know what?
What?
Not this year, baby.
Wait.
Not this year.
What is that music and when can it stop?
It's the final countdown. The Jayhawks won over the weekend. They're now in the final four of the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship Tournament. I know you were glued to the TV all weekend long watching the games, and I know you were rooting for the Jayhawks, so thank you. I'd like to think that you had a small part to play.
I did.
In winning. So, yeah, not this year. I think every year for the last 3 years or so, I've
they were stronger than ever, right?
Oh, they were pretty good.
The linebackers were just probably...
They kicked a lot of baskets.
Talking about important things.
Yeah.
This weekend was a huge rally in D.C., right?
Oh, yeah.
And sibling cities all over the country. It made me think about a song that I put online the other day in a video format by Fantastic Negrito.
Oh, yeah.
He did this song called Plastic Hamburgers. Bizarre name, but it's a song where he wanted to just come out swinging, and he wanted to think about all that was happening in this world. He wrote to me and told me about this song we're about to play, which you are, by the way, going to fall in love with. I know you, right,
okay,
for a couple of years. I've known you. He says, I wrote this album because I fear for the life of my black son. I fear for the lives of my daughters. I'm uncertain about what kind of future they'll face. Will someone shoot them up at school? Will they become addicted to prescription drugs? Will they wind up on the streets, sleeping under freeways and overpasses? Will police murder my son?
Good God.
And so he took that and all the passion that's behind that and turned it into this song that we're going to play. It's from an album called Please Don't Be Dead by Fantastic Negrito.
Wow.
You're going to love the message, but even more, you're going to love the rock and roll.
Break out these chains.
My only complaint is that that song ends.
You know me too well. I am so easy. Man, that hit all the right marks. Didn't I can't it? Believe that's fantastic Negrito.
Isn't that great? He's fired up by the times and culture we live in, right? So there's one thing. Big inspiration for sure from Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters, Big Joe Williams, Buddy Guy. In fact, the video for this has photographs of those artists and others who inspired Fantastic Negrito. Fantastic Negrito, for those who don't know, was the winner of the Tiny Desk Contest, our very first winner.
Very first one.
Back in 2015. And he's gone on, he won a
Grammy next year,
For best contemporary blues album. Yeah. And then just channeled Led Zeppelin, as far as I'm concerned, in that song. It says that, I think we live in fiery times and we need a fiery response and we need to stand on the front line as artists and respond aggressively with the power of culture, music, sound, art, and film. And you should watch that film that he did for this song on the All Songs Considered, All Songs TV, something we have. If you're looking for videos of music, you can find it there. And I don't know about you, but I've been watching tons of Tiny Desk Contest entries for this year's, and there's some great ones.
We just stopped taking new entries over the weekend, and now a lot of watching begins.
Follow that.
Well, I've had this idea that I've been chewing on for years now, which is that music is the closest thing to reality that we'll ever have. Like, music gets you closer to reality than anything else, like more than images alone or just the spoken word. I mean, they're all just approximations of what reality is. And I feel like music is this language that transcends a lot of perceptions. And it's, you know, as an art form, I feel like it's the closest thing we ever get to reality. And I feel like I hear it in that Fantastic Negrito song. You know, he could scream and pound his fists on the table or whatever, but putting it into music sort of transcends all that. And I feel like a lot of there's a lot in the music that I picked for this week that speaks to that. I want to start off with a band that's been around a long time and I've never really paid much attention to, and that's Guided by Voices. Guided by Voices, veteran band. They've been putting out music for 35 years. Robert Pollard, the frontman of that band, they've put out 25 albums, 17 EPs, and he has put out 22 solo albums all in that space. I mean, it's basically a couple albums a year. For 30 years, nonstop. And it's a band that's always been sort of present, but I've never really gotten into. And you would think that the time to get into the band would not be now, 60 releases or whatever into their career. But they've got this new record that it just kept popping up in my library. And every time a song came on, I thought, my God, what is this? This is so good. The album is called Space Gun by Guided by Voices. And I want to play the title track, Space Gun. We'll be right back. Man, Robert Pollard there fronting the band Guided by Voices. I think when you look at the notion that music is the closest thing you get to truth, you have to think about the creative process and how it is you arrive at whatever that truth is. And I'm always impressed when someone sets out to write a song about a very specific thing, and it's very intentional writing. But I think I love even more unintentional writing and songwriting and discovery, where you sort of set your brain free and whatever it finds, you then take in and figure out what it's all about after the fact. And that's what Robert Pollard says he does in his songwriting. I asked him about this song, Space Gun, and he says, I'm quoting him here, he says, like all of my songs, when I first write them, they don't mean anything. But then in hindsight, they take on meaning. This one in particular, now, to me, seems to reflect what's going on in the world today with a lot of loose cannons, especially in the political arena. And this album, Space Gun, was just released last week. That's the title cut. But I love that kind of creative process. I think some of the most interesting stuff comes out of it when you don't set out to write anything, but you write this thing, and then it ends up revealing itself to you.
Yeah, because part of your brain has intent to it that you
exactly
can't interpret or understand.
Well,
and then also the audience, just no matter what intent you have in writing a song, the audience will take it in a way that's important to them.
Yeah.
That's the other part of it.
Yeah. Right? It's almost like inserting yourself intentionally into the song in a way is sort of like a hiccup in the process of letting this music become the closest thing to truth, because as soon as you enter in the picture intentionally, mm-hmm. then it starts distorting it again. So anyway, Guided by Voices, really impressed with this record, and makes me want to go back and spend some time with the other, 60 records or so that Robert Pollard and the band has put out. Yeah, I'm going to block out the summer.
We talked a lot about Stella Donnelly over the course of the last handful of months, right? Because she put out a song in November that we really love called Boys Will Be Boys.
Yeah.
And then we both finally got to see her perform in Austin just recently. And we talked a lot about her, but we didn't play any more of her music because we played something back in November, right?
Right, right.
So while we were in Austin, we produced a series of what we call South by Lullabies. In other words, in the chaos that is the music festival there, we found quieter places and brought artists to perform songs that were more, I was going to say quieter, but maybe more personal. And one of those artists was Stella Donnelly.
Yeah.
And we put out a series of many artists. Let's see, Mal Blum, Lucy Dacus, Natalie Press, Becca Mancari.
Yeah.
And there's more to come. Sakamami went up this week. And so I want to play one of those lullabies in hopes that you and the audience out there will go and watch some of these, because they're really extraordinary. There is not a video of somebody performing. The settings, these artist settings that we found in many different settings we found in Austin, are pretty spectacular and often pair with the song. I want to play this lullaby recording that we did in Austin from Stella Donnelly. The song itself is called Talking. It's on her EP, well, the American release of her EP that came out, the EP called Thrush Metal. Here is the recording we did down in Austin of this intense song called Talking.
The fridge light and replace the phone. Maybe it will fix us if we spend our lives on country road, whining about the weather in a playground. Thank you. this poppy playground, while there's ships of sheep out off the coast. I'm on your waterbed, wishing I was you. I know you want me dead, my talking's killing you. I'm on your waterbed, wishing I was you.
I was there for this taping, and she just has the most charming smile through the whole thing, which is why I call her the smiling assassin, because that song, like so many of hers, just slays me.
Stella Donnelly.
Stella frickin' Donnelly.
The song is called Talking, and you can find it and watch it on our South by Lullaby series. And look at the ones we did this year. The ones we did the past
previous years are still
pretty,
up.
Pretty beautiful as well, and they're all there at the NPR Music site. What a talent.
Yeah.
Want to take a break?
Yeah, I smell a break coming on.
What does a break smell like? Let's hear it.
This.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the Lagunitas Brewing Company, starting on a tiny stove in Northern California and now helping bands get their start on a tiny desk. Lagunitas is committed to helping bands reach more ears through beers. See more ways Lagunitas supports artists, musicians, and nonprofit community groups at lagunitas.com. Support also comes from MasterClass, producing online classes taught by masters of their craft. Each class is shot with cinematic production quality and offers on-demand lessons loaded with exclusive content. Classes include Gordon Ramsay teaches cooking, Annie Leibovitz teaches photography, Steph Curry teaches basketball, and more. All Songs Considered listeners can unlock every class with the new All Access Pass, available now at masterclass.com/allsongs.
Wow, I'm totally doing that. I had no idea. Yeah, there's so many master classes I've wanted to take. I want to see if Steph Curry can make me a basketball star. Now, that would be something. Watch that one.
And who is he?
Oh, my God. He's a point guard. He's
a point guard? What is a point guard?
Never mind. So we just came off this intense week of music discovery at South by Southwest, and I've got a whole other brand new discovery for me that I've just made since I've been back. It's a band called Hearts Hearts. Have you heard of Hearts Hearts?
No.
This is a group from Vienna, Austria.
Oh, and they, Virginia.
from Virginia. They've only been together for a few years, though they did have one full-length record out already, and they're about to release their second. It's called Goods/Gods. Goods, Gods. And when I heard this music, I was just immediately taken by how gloriously disjointed it is and how warped a lot of the sounds are. There are all these interesting polyrhythms and everything, and the lead singer has this fantastic falsetto voice. This album they have out is all about ambiguities, about perception versus reality, which also speaks a little bit to that idea of music getting us closer to the truth. And I think this song is in part about how we all often think that we're a lot better than we are. And it's called Phantom/Island from Hearts Hearts.
Thank you.
Boy, that was good.
Yeah, this whole record is a lot. That's a pretty good idea of what the whole record sounds like from the band Hearts Hearts in the record Goods / Gods. The band says when they began working on this record and this song, it was the first one they worked on, that they were thinking a lot about social responsibility and people who were getting involved in politics and social justice and, you know, all the horrible things that have been going on in the world and all the wonderful people who've been trying to make things better. And they began to realize that, unlike a lot of their friends, they weren't terribly involved in any of this, despite what they felt. And so this is a quote from the band. They say, "To an astonishing extent, we have the ability to forget, the ability to turn a blind eye to reality that takes place outside of our elusive island that we live on of these personal concerns. We strongly believe ourselves to be caring, and we ponder about humanity, but in fact, we very often just retreat into our shelves."
Do you mean shells or selves?
I thought he meant self, but it's been, okay. Yeah, he actually says shelf or shelves. And I think that that's a reference to actually the song Phantom Island, which is this idea that we live on this island, this individual island, population one, and it's all just a phantom illusion that we live on. The band says that Giving Blood, a lyric that occurs frequently in the song, is just a metaphor for caring and getting out of our own comfort zones. This whole record speaks to this the dichotomy of these conflicting ideas. The record illustrates it, I should say, by putting every song name has two words, and the words are divided by a slash. So the album is God/Goods or Phantom/Island, and that repeats itself throughout the whole record. It's out April 20th, and it is a good one. Yeah. Hearts, Hearts. We've got a really cool video for this song, Phantom/Island. Just go to our website, npr.org/allsongs, and you can watch it.
Yay. New discovery for me. That's great.
Yeah, I thought you might like
that. Yeah, you hit it. I'm going to take us somewhere completely different to an American treasure, and that is John Prine.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
And so a few weeks ago, John Prine came to the Tiny Desk. He performed a song that was a premiere from a new album he has coming out. The song that he played was called Summer's End. He has a new record coming out called The Tree of Forgiveness, his first album of all new songs in 13 years.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know John Prine, just start with an album called John Prine. His first album came out in 1971. But you could really pluck from any one of them, and what you'll find is wisdom.
Yeah.
Absolute brilliant wordplay and wisdom. This song I want to play for you called Summer's End is just a tearjerker of a song. He just has a way of writing about every day, the things we all experience, in ways that are poetic, make you look at things differently, and that's one of the great things about lyricists and poets.
Getting us closer and closer to truth.
There you go. Here we go. Let me play you some truth from John Prine.
Summer's ends around the bend just flying. The swimming suits are on the line just drying. I'll meet you there for our conversation. I hope I didn't ruin your whole vacation. Well, you never know how far from home you're feeling until you've watched the shadows cross the ceiling. Well, I don't know, but I can see it snowing in your car. The windows are wide open. Just come on home, come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Just come on home. Valentines break hearts and minds at random. That old Easter egg ain't got a leg to stand on. Well, I can see that you can't win for trying. And New Year's Eve is bound to leave you crying. Come on home, come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Just come on home. The moon and stars hang out in bars just talking. I still love that picture of us walking. Just like that old house we thought was haunted. Summer's end came faster than we wanted. Come on home. Come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Come on home. Come on home. You don't have to be alone. Just come on home.
It's amazing. When you watch him at the Tiny Desk do this song and he plays some older stuff, you really can't tell. There's no difference. It's not like, oh, this is one of his new songs. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's just as, I don't know, wise and full of life as anything he's ever done.
Brilliant singer. He went through so much, this cancer that altered because of the radiation and the cancer of his throat that altered his voice back in the late 90s. And he carried on and in ways that somehow make these songs even more poignant.
Yeah.
John Prine, he has a new record coming out, which is just thrilling. Comes out April 13th.
One more song before we go, and it comes from Grouper, the band
the
Grouper.
Fish.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
Not the band.
Liz Harris, who is otherwise known as Grouper, she dropped some new music earlier this month that we didn't get to because of our South By coverage. In announcing the record Grid of Points, she dropped the song Parking Lot, and I listened to the song Parking Lot over and over again on the way into work today. And all I could think of was, I don't know if there's an afterlife, but if there is, I've got to believe it's not unlike floating in the ether of her voice forever, because it is just the most wondrous thing. The song is called Parking Lot, and she describes this whole record, Grid of Points, as there are these very stark piano...
You're saying grid, right?
Grid.
G-R-I-D. Yeah,
grid.
Fine. Okay, just making sure. Keep going.
Okay, Grid of Points. And she describes this record as these small texts hanging in space. And I thought, gosh, that actually even speaks to the feeling I have where I feel like I'm floating in her voice when I listen to her. But these songs... she wrote almost in this fever dream. She says, and I'm quoting Liz Harris here, she says, I wrote these songs over a week and a half. They stopped abruptly when I was interrupted by a high fever. Though brief, it is complete. The intimacy and abbreviation of this music allude to an essence that the song lyrics speak more directly to, even though she's not releasing lyrics. She says, the space left after matter has departed. A stage after the characters are gone. Or the hollow of some central column that's missing. It's the space that's left behind. And it's just beautiful. Her voice just sends me. Parking Lot from Grouper will go out on this from her new record, Grid of Points.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's all songs considered.